Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
How do you like your eggs?
I'm sorry.
What was that you were saying?
Eggs? How do you like them?
It is National Egg Day.
Do I hear fried, boiled, basted, or sunny side up?
Scrambled, please.
Over easy, okay?
Deviled eggs! There's deviled eggs!
Start out an excellent day.
Classic.
It's no yolk.
Bad yolk. Sorry, bad joke.
Gotta break some eggs.
Showtime! Yeah, it is National Egg Day. How do you like your eggs, Jess?
Scrambled or fried.
Scrambled or fried, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like dippy eggs.
I like dippy eggs,
I like
too,
the dippy eggs.
Steak.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do like the dippy eggs with toast. And I do like scrambled eggs. Mm-hmm. They had real good scrambled eggs on the cruise. Oh,
did they?
Mm. Yeah, and I like them a lot of times with cheese as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, scrambled eggs with cheese.
Yeah, the works.
I like what is it? The, you know, with the crab. The egg and
the
eggs Benedict.
Oh, yes. Gosh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, now we're talking.
They have eggs Chesapeake and eggs Benedict. Oh.
Now we're talking.
I love
now
that.
That's a whole new world.
I love an egg on a burger. The breakfast
Delicious.
Burger, the egg.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I like
egg,
all kinds of eggs.
Avocado and the burger. Oh, my
God. Oh, yes.
God. Oh,
yes.
My God.
All that. All that. How's the weather going to be today?
It's going to be sunny today and hazy. Temps in the mid-80s.
All right. Sports coming up at 6:45.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking... on Power 101.7.
All right, I have two pieces of audio here from the news talking about the Diddy trial.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from ABC News.
Impressive cross-examination of Sean Diddy Combs' former assistant continues. Mia, who's testifying under a pseudonym, returned to the witness stand in the music mogul's sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Combs' defense team is appearing to suggest that Mia didn't claim that Combs sexually assaulted her until Cassie Ventura filed a civil lawsuit against him. Mia has denied these accusations from Combs' defense team. Combs has pleaded not guilty to all charges and denies any wrongdoing. Legal contributor and trial attorney Brian Buckmeyer joining me now from outside court there in New York City. Brian, the defense is working hard to portray Mia as an unreliable witness. In your opinion, is it working?
So, yes and no, and I'm sorry to give you the legal answer, Kira, and this is why I say that. I don't think the defense has gotten to a point where we can call Mia an unreliable witness, but I do think they are working towards the idea that some of what she's saying can be questioned. Specifically, they're looking at these allegations and putting them next to these messages that even some days after the alleged sexual assault and rape of Mia by Sean Combs, all the way up until 3.5 years, she's still sending these loving messages. And it's her explanations that I think are raising a few eyebrows as to why she kept doing that. But I think people are starting to say that doesn't quite make sense. But I still do believe, based on what she's saying and how she's reacting, that she is a victim of trauma. So that question mark often favors the defense, but I don't think it's fair to say that Mia is an unreliable witness.
So Mia testified that she was brainwashed by Combs. Is that testimony helpful to explain the reason she may have sent those loving messages?
If it's helpful to anyone, I think it's probably more helpful for the defense. And I'm just going to quickly read my notes right here because it was somewhat jumbled and confusing. And that's why I think confusion for a victim is helpful to the defense. She said the reason why she was brainwashed, or the meaning of brainwashed to her, was that she was in an environment where the highs were really high and the lows were really low. She couldn't trust her instincts, that she was punished for the work that she'd done, that and she worked to get into a good place. And she was trying to just, I guess, trained to react to make sure you keep Sean Combs happy, and if you don't, you get punished and argued. And she was consistently seeking his approval, and that he was the only authority figure that she really knew. And she said that, and that sounded great, but then Brian Steele came back and said, yeah, but you send these messages 3.5 years after your employment with Sean Combs. You sent messages when Chadwick Boseman had passed away. You sent messages to highlight the anniversary of Kim Porter's death. Why would you still do that when you're no longer in Sean Combs' environment? And she didn't have much of an explanation for that. So again, I think a reliable witness, but raise some eyebrows.
All right, so Mia is apparently one of the, you know, witnesses who is suing Sean Combs, and she was up on the witness stand.
She's a former assistant, and again, she is accusing him of sexual and physical abuse over 8 years, an 8-year period. And, you know, just like they mentioned there, the defense has challenged her credibility, suggesting that she's just doing this for financial motives, but the judge did overrule those claims.
Yeah. Wow. Another bit of audio I wanted to play you was from Court TV. Suge Knight is, I mean, he's calling every news outlet. He talks to Chris Cuomo on the regular. He goes on CNN, and they played some audio from him from CNN on Court TV. Check out this report right here.
Now for what's trending in true crime, legal advice from the founder of Death Row Records, Marion Suge Knight. So last week, the imprisoned killer spoke to CNN about why Sean Diddy Combs should testify in his own defense. Take a listen to what Suge had to say to CNN's Laura Coates.
From what you know about Diddy, Puffy, as you call him, Sean Combs, do you think that he will want to testify?
By the way, that's like so nerve-wracking to me. That like gets on my nerves.
What?
Diddy, Sean Combs, Puffy, whatever you want to call him.
Oh, the name.
The
name.
Just call him something and just go with
Diddy and that's it.
But just go with it.
Right. I don't say Sean.
But why does it? Well, even if you say that.
Diddy, Puffy.
Yeah, but if you say that, pick one and go with it. Why do you have to make highlight of whatever his name is?
Different name.
That's like with the Washington Commanders. Oh, the Redskins are Commanders. Whatever you want to call them. Yeah. No, it's not whatever.
Whatever
you
their name is.
No,
now.
No, it's Commanders. Done. Why do you highlight the fact that? Oh, whatever you like.
They do the same with Kanye.
Kanye, yay! No, just pick one and call him that and be done. I don't want to hear your little joke in there because it ain't funny. It's like annoying.
Yeah.
But look, you'll see. Somebody does it again.
In his own defense.
He probably was advised not to. But I feel if he do tell his truth, he really would walk. If Puffy go out there and say, hey, I wasn't control of my life at the time or myself. And he can humanize his old self, and the jury might give him a shot. But if they keep him sitting down, it's like he's scared to face the music.
All right, so Suge thinks he should get up and testify. And he's been saying that on a bunch of different news outlets.
Yeah. Now, Knight is serving a 28-year-long prison sentence in the state of California after pleading no contest in 2018 to voluntary manslaughter after a fatal hit and run. So, should Diddy take legal advice from Mr. Knight? Let's talk about it with our power panel guest this morning. So pleased to have with me former prosecuting attorney in South Carolina, Tommy Pope, along with former Hot 97 co-host Lisa G. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Hi.
My goodness. Suge Knight giving trial consulting advice. This is really something I never thought we'd see the day. Lisa G, how about you?
This is an interesting answer.
Hi, good morning. That's like asking the main bully in high school to give you advice on the algebra test. Like, these guys are arch enemies. Right. There's no way that I would take advice from him. And I think Suge is doing this for his own ego. Look at all the publicity he's getting. But if I were Puffy, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him these.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Why?
Why? Why don't you just say Diddy and be done with it?
I don't know why.
Why is it like that little quirk? Like, you gotta like.
I don't know.
Like, after you say that, it's like they want to.
You said, listen, she's going to do it. Somebody else is going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like annoying. But anyway, what she said, though, was the interesting part.
Days, I would say, no way am I listening to him, nor will his attorneys.
All right. So, Suge Knight's going around saying that Diddy should get up on the stand and he should testify himself and say that his life wasn't under his control when he was doing this and had to do this and that. And he would get off.
I mean, I know they mentioned early in the trial that he probably was not going to get up on the stand, but
no, I don't
think if something changes one day with it, who knows?
But
I personally don't think that he'll be up there.
I don't think he will either. Lisa G, who is a big media personality in New York, talking about, you know, why would you listen to someone who's your arch enemy and has been for years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's going to get up on the stand.
So, Jess,
I don't see that happening. But also, I know that we talked about this yesterday with former President Donald Trump and the pardon and all the things.
Current President Donald Trump.
I mean, sorry. Current President Donald Trump indicating that he may consider a pardon if he's convicted. You know how that story started trending and the rumors and how they're trying to reword his words.
Yeah, he didn't say. We played the audio yesterday of what he said. It was such a non-answer.
Well, that is still trending. And then 50 Cent is also trying to now spark some controversy there with, you know, the tensions that were there with Donald Trump and Diddy and things that Diddy possibly had said about Donald Trump. And both sides are now presenting the cases. But like we mentioned before, Diddy faces a potential life sentence if he is convicted on all charges. And now yesterday with that story with Donald Trump, maybe one day he'll give him a pardon. Who knows?
Stop it.
Who knows? Who knows? That's what people are pushing for. Wow.
But nobody's pushing for that, him to give him a pardon.
Okay. You'll see.
Nobody's pushing for him to get a pardon.
You'll see.
Here goes. This is the exact audio when Trump was asked if he would pardon Diddy.
And they're wasting a lot of money if they're going to continue with that nonsense.
And this one's a little bit more of a Page Six question, but back when you hosted The Apprentice, you mentioned once in 2012 that Diddy was a good friend of yours back then. He has since found himself in some very serious legal trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you ever consider pardoning him?
Well, nobody's asked. You had to be the one to ask, Peter, but nobody's asked. But I know people are thinking about it. I know they're thinking about it. I think some people have been very close to asking. First of all, I'd look at what's happening, and I haven't been watching it too closely, although it's certainly getting a lot of coverage. I haven't seen him. I haven't spoken to him in years. He used to really like me a lot, but I think when I ran for politics, he sort of that relationship busted up. From what I read, I don't know. He didn't tell me that, but I'd read some little bit nasty statements in the paper all of a sudden. You know, it's different. You become a much different person when you run for politics and you do what's right. I could do other things, and I'm sure he'd like me, and I'm sure other people would like me, but it wouldn't be as good for our country. As we said, our country's doing really well because of what we're doing. So I can't, it's not a popularity contest. So I don't know. I would certainly look at the facts. If I think somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, it wouldn't have any impact.
Okay. If I think somebody was mistreated. So he said everything but that. And that's what everybody
is going
with.
I know.
Yes. And I saw on TMZ yesterday, Harvey, you know, he went on right away and he said that he would consider pardoning Diddy. And I was like, what?
I know everyone is wording it that way.
It's just, it's crazy. So, I don't know.
Wow. Then also Chris Brown, he's facing his own legal challenges. We know that he was arrested in Manchester in May of 2025. And there was an incident that happened at a nightclub involving a bottle attack. He was denied bail, but then he was later released. But just so everyone's clear, the Breezy Bowl World Tour will start on June the 8th in Amsterdam with North American dates starting on July 30th. So everything is a go. And Cardi B, we spoke about her yesterday and how she came out and talked about her expenses and her divorce. You know, she did file for divorce from her husband Offset. Well, apparently it's official. Cardi B and NFL player Stephon Diggs made their relationship Instagram official, sharing photos of themselves on a yacht. All right, so Cardi B recently filed for divorce from her hubby Offset, receiving tons of outpouring support from fans over this new relationship with Diggs. You can check out the pictures and the Instagram post. It's everything is online. Crazy. I love it.